Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 14, Verse 24 to 26. 26 has the purport. Translation of verse 24. O great soul, you are aware of everything, yet you are asking me why I am full of anxiety. Therefore, in response to your order, let me disclose the cause. Text 25, translation. As a person aggrieved by hunger and thirst is not pleased by the external gratification of flower garlands or sandalwood pulp, I am not pleased with my empire. Opulence or possessions, which are desirable even for great demigods, because I have no son. Text 26. Yeah. Okay. Text 26. Please repeat. Tata pahi maha bhagha. Tata pahi maha bhagha. Purve saha gatam tama. Purvai saha gatam tama. Yata tarema dusparam. Yata tarema dusparam. Prajaya tat videhi na. Prajaya tat videhi na. Translation, word for word. Tata, therefore, because of this, pahi, kindly save, Mahabhaga, O great sage, Purvesaha, along with my forefathers, Gatam, gone, Tama, to darkness. Yata, that, tarema, we can cross, dusparam, very difficult to cross, prajaya, by getting a son, tat, that, videhi, kindly do, na, for us. Translation. Therefore, O great sage, please save me and my forefathers who are descending to the darkness of hell because I have no progeny. Kindly do something so that I may have a son to deliver us from hellish conditions. Purport. According to Vedic civilization, one gets married simply to have a son who is needed to offer oblations to his forefathers. King Chitraketu responsibly desired to beget a child so that he and his forefathers might be delivered from the darkest regions. He was concerned with how to get his pinda oblations in the next life, not only for himself but also for his forefathers. Therefore he requested Angira Rishi to favor him by doing something that could help him get a son.
So here concluding line of the purport is, therefore, the king is saying, therefore he requested Angira Rishi to favor him by doing something that could help him to get a son. So that is what the scripture said. Why one gets married? Not for sense gratification, of course. In general, that is the case. But actually, ideally, what it is? Ideally, it is, scripture says, putrathe, to get a Vaishnava son. Putrathe, kriyate vajja. One gets married to get a son. Why? because he will give oblation. So that putra, the word putra and mutra, both come from the same place. A little strong one poet says, and Apurva said, see, according to others, he is Vaishnava. Of course, Apurva said, it's a little impersonal, he's not very pure or that much, but he's famous. I don't want to say his name, that's why. He said, putra and mutra come from this. Putra is he who is ideal. Not like my Saint Gaurifuzan. And I meet somebody and I like, this is Kali Yuga. I like her, she likes me, let us live together. This is not good. And this usually end up with something which may be far from pleasant. So Prabhupada wanted an ideal society. Ideal brahmachari, ideal brahman, ideal grastha, ideal sannyasi, ultimately a pure devotee, doesn't matter where it is. Just like Jayananda, he was, Prabhupada said, oh, this boy died, celebrate, put his picture every rat. And this is the case. If somebody is pure, a devotee dies, celebrate, do some festival, feed the devotees on the people. That's what I do for the acharyas, great, something different than other devotees. Of course, anybody can do. Somebody dies, a devotee, he's a great, that's all right. But this is what Prabhupada said. We must know that which externally a Vaishnava, Brahmachari, sannyasi, this, that. This is external, as here it said. Giving a person aggrieved by hunger and thirst, that means he wants something compared to. By the external gratification of giving him flower garland, and giving mandalut palm, receiving nicely. I am not pleased with my empire, even the big empire. When he will die, he will enjoy. Every father wants, my son enjoys. Yes? Same thing. Buddha said, this movement is meant for building characters. He was a good Vaishnava, he said. So Buddha said, Grihastha and Iskon, I want them to be like Goswami. What Goswami means? I told one day this story. Somebody came to his guru and addressed him nicely. I had enough of it. I have got now vairagya. He's telling his guru. That means he don't live grihastha life now? No. I don't like Prabhu. Please give me sannyas. But it is not external, I tell you. You have to know what is sannyas, it's very serious. Sannyas means mukunda seva. You serve the Lord and dedicate everything to the Lord. You belong to the Lord. Everything should be used for the pleasure of the Lord. And danda and getting mahaprasad and so many dandavat, and Prabhupada said, what will be the result if you are really not qualified? Kali Yuga already said, Pancha Vibarjayat, five things should not be done. Anybody knows? One is Asumedham Gabalambam. Asumedham. You do jagga, a great name, fame. You do Asumed jagga. Get a horse and send it everywhere. Anybody stop? No, I don't accept the authority of him. Go and give him tax, then there will be fight. With him, with the horse, those are carrying, with him and that king. He got and surrender and tell, this is the king, empire, you have to give him tax. And that is stopped now. No killing horse. Neither that Brahmin, they can chant mantra. Or sometime, even other cow maybe, sometime. But they can give life. Whole animal, get a good body. At the same time, sometime you have to tell him mantra maybe. I will become like this, something like that. You see the details. It's not like that there. Asmeda gavalam. Davurena sutatpatti. Just like Pancha Pandav. Their father officially is Pandu. But actually their father is different. Yudhishthira's father was Yamraj. Arjuna's father was Indra. The mother same. Because they want a son. She or he, or both. The Pope was not the ideal society. At that time, it is possible. One cannot have son, so for some reason, his brother can unite with her and can have son. Now Kali Yuga, no. Sometime devotee approached to the guru, can you have polygamy? And guru says, no, then you will misuse, abuse. Already so much there. If you want to become teacher, if you want to spread Krishna, you want to remain good, quiet, people will respect, provided you have got pure devotee ideal. Simply stamping does not make somebody pure. Simply stamping does not make somebody necessarily brahmachari. A Brahmin, he's called Brahmin Brub. And this is happening. This happened in India also. Those who are Brahmin, those who are Goswami, their sons started taking that title without being qualified. But scripture does not say, Narad Muni says, there are many in India like that. And they sometimes fight. Sometimes they say, how can you be a Goswami? How can you be a Brahmin? I should be a Brahmin today. What makes a Brahmin? Then he starts. He's not Brahmin. His dad is a Brahmin, but he is claiming this. There is a chance if you are trained up by just like Ajamil, was first class Brahmin those days. Now this is the problem. This is now. So if we want to teach others, set an example. If you want to follow Vedic culture, the Prabhupada gave everything. You want to become a pure Vaishnava, you develop all these good qualities. But somebody may say, Prabhupada said, one should not make too many disciples like that. Very risky. Prabhupada said, we are doing this because to fulfill the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prediction. So we require many sannyasis, many brahmacharis, many grihasthas. Grihastha also can become good standing. He can become guru, he can become GBC, top position. And the best Vaishnava, somebody asked, who is the best Vaishnava according to Prabhupada? He can take this position, top authority. He become one of the members of the top body of authority. Whatever it may be. If he is not qualified, but he is getting this position, any of this position, exalted, guru, sai, little mistake according to the seriousness of that position, he's holding the power, little mistake, as he's enjoying so much power, name, fame, puja, profit, adoration, distinction, little mistake, heavy penalty, severe penalty. Excuse my English. So we should be aware if somebody is serious in Krishna consciousness, like Japuba said, when somebody take up Krishna, take it seriously. Whatever you do, do it very nicely, to the best of your capacity, with all seriousness and all sincerity. It's not that, how can I develop love of Godhead? Now he has got love of Godhead. It's not so cheap. You cannot overnight become Prahlad Maharaj, you cannot. Neither become a great brahmachari. The days are completely changed. Ajamil, what he saw once only, and we are so degraded Kali Yuga now. We are always seeing like water drinking. In cinema, in television, all this. So we have got a great responsibility, all of us, whether Gyastha, Brahmacharini, Sannyasi. As I say, I am not up to the standard. I admit it applies to me. I stand corrected. You can also correct me. I don't mind. I think you are my well-wisher. You correct me. So, but Guru said to ask his father, tell son, train up. So Guru is also spiritual father, he train up. You do this, you do this, you do this. And he has to tell. So Prabhupada, one of the Prabhupada's thing is very important is, as it is, what Krishna says, I am telling, as it is, what my Guru say, I am doing as it is. And taking the position of Prabhupada, sitting in the bhajana, I cannot act like Prabhupada. Though Prabhupada says, do as I am doing, and at the same time say, follow the Guru, what he says, not necessarily what he did. But are you qualified like him? So this is a very thing, debatable thing. So I am little discussing that. So I am doing my role and telling you what Prabhupada expected. And Prabhupada says, who is a Brahmin? This qualified. Krishna says, Srimad Bhagavatam says, now you should check how much I have control over mind, senses, samo, damo, tapo, how much I am doing austerity, getting up early in the morning. Most of you, I hope, here sitting, looks like bright face. Got up early in the morning before sunrise? Yes? Yes? Some saying, some not saying. One is doubtful who is not saying, that means he can't be happy according to scripture. Neither this world, nor in the next future. And one is transgressing. Prabhupada says, do not change what I gave. If you do that, what will happen, I won't tell. But you have to cooperate with the higher authority. Everything I don't want to say. You read the rest. So, somebody may not like me, even higher authority, I have to do my duty. So I am telling. So it is said in scripture, kurasya dhara, just like sharp razor, you are handling in a dark room. So it's very dangerous. Any moment you can get cut. Even you may cut your very important veins and die. Or could be narrowly escaped because you did so much devotional service, Krishna will protect you. But reminding you, getting token punishment, what Krishna said. Because you are serving, he gives you token punishment. Otherwise you would have cut your throat most probably. You yourself. That is what it means spiritual life. Spiritual life means kurasya dhara. You are going through a razor edge thing, you are handling in a darkness. But if we follow the Mahajan, like Prabhupada, now I take get stamped. I am also this society's agent, like Prabhupada. I become Prabhupada, not so easy. Are you qualified like Prabhupada? Somebody asked me a few days ago, why not? I said, if Lord Shiva some say taking ganja, Prabhupada said, and Garuda taking fish still now, and snake, but he carries Narayan. Are you qualified to carry Narayan? Are you qualified to drink the ocean of poison like Lord Shiva? Then you can... Hari Bol! Hare Krishna! Chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. But I saw you something. Hari Bol. Doesn't matter. If we do that, then people, the popular moment come to know, they may write books. And these guys are like this. And people will, oh, I see. I know you, You are now living like a big devotee. I know you all, what you do. This is reality. But if you don't, they see all these things doing, chanting mantra and then see him. McDonald, King Burger, Hungry Jack. Hey, I saw him, Brahmin, he's doing jagga with a nice shikha. Shikha is again plaited like ladies, it takes time. Big shikha. And the nice kadamba flower is swinging like mother's Yashoda, trying to catch Krishna, and her flowers are swinging this, that, it's so nice. Hey, I saw him and now I see McDonald. What this guy? King Burger. I saw him. doubt. Yes, then when you see doing chanting in a state, I know you guy, now chanting Hare Krishna, but you know, never mind, go on. This is the reality. So Prabhupada say, here, putratik yudhvajya, sometimes here, just I am born on a, somebody took some whiskey and then I am born after that. Some told me like that. So, just Prabhupada, what he asked, until I am telling, somebody may get angry. I think in future he will know. I told something truth, which is little far from pleasant, but ultimately it is good. Later on. Later, now he may get angry with me. Let him angry. I don't know, I have to do my duty. It applies to me also, that I have to cooperate also. So he said, so you get married, think of all these things. Read Prabhupada's book. Prabhupada wrote in the letter, before getting married, think of all these things, consider. Then you get married. It's okay. It is not easy, I have got so much license, I can enjoy. But at the same time, to become a brahmachari, also in Kali Yuga, or a sannyasi, is also very difficult, that is what I am telling. Ajamil, he's a Brahmin. He completely qualified, perfectly, control over sense, everything. Suddenly saw one something, one Shudra Shudrani, which is nothing nowadays to see anywhere. Why in the darkness? Some part of the world. A man, woman, enjoying in the street, showing their love and I mean everywhere, airport, fairport, some part of the world, not necessarily, some maybe little hiding. That is the only difference. But young boy, young girl, naturally they get agitated. Like Ajamil. And that is why I see. When I went back from England to my country, I went to the village like Mayapur. At that time, not so many buildings were there. And I went to Navadvipa. I was shocked to see. In my time, I also went to co-education. Girls are there, boys are there in college, school. But now, what I saw later on, not now, now already, 45 years, 74, something like that. And now I hear some of my, so I say, related to me, Maharaj, what? My daughter ran away with one boy. I don't know what to do. I said, this is what Prabhupada says. You try to make your daughter and son-in-law, try them to follow Krishna consciousness now. It's okay, you have to be adjusted for their goodness. So putratikyote vajja, why it says you require pinda? Unless you give pinda, that means prasad of Vishnu, in a, making a pow, like that, a ball, like that, and near some place of pilgrimage, near some holy river, Ganga, Jamuna in Vrindavan, or Gaya district. We see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even went to Gaya for his father. Why? To teach us, we should do. So Prabhupada to teach us, say, after someday some devotee die, his son should do this. You do. Celebrate this, that. Do. So here, that is, so what Prabhupada said, what is the ideal husband to wife? Wife should be chaste. And now, sweetheart, later on, silly moon, let us go to the registry office, we break up our relationship. So some guru says, ideal marriage, Vedic marriage means, no break up. Let us swap. Live together? No. This is animal life. Don't mind, I have to tell all these things. May not be pleasant. But this is, sometimes some society I hear is happening, even in their dham. Take it easy. And what result will be, Prabhupada says, animal life. And ask them not to. One girl wrote to his guru, that I don't like to stay with him. And guru said, ideal case is, do not get married till he is alive. You can stay separately. Think now, If you at all won't go, you think you promised, you decided, then accept Krishna as your husband and live like that. It may be difficult. When I was talking with one of my grihastha friends, and his wife was nearby, she said, "Oh, where is my husband? They want some flesh and blood, otherwise it's difficult for them. Who will take care of me?" I'm telling some of the realities actually. I understand. It's not so easy. That's why Prabhupada said this is ideal case. You want result, then you get result like that. Otherwise you don't follow, result will also follow accordingly. Make sense? That is, gentlemen. So some may not like, but I have to tell the truth. It may not be pleasant, but in future you think, I am your well-wisher. And you also become my well-wisher by praying for me, you do, so that I can also maintain my standard. I also don't fall below the standard. Is that okay? So there was one, there are many, many great devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees are most of them, 80-85% most probably. Oh, why? More than 80%. All grihastha. This is natural. A man requires a woman, otherwise fish, he's incomplete. And they are complementary to each other in the language of mathematics. That means what he lacks, she fills it up. What she lacks, he fills it up. And this way they live together. Very nice. Live together for the purpose of advancing in Krishna consciousness, help each other, Prabhupada said. Prabhupada used to write letter when the grihastha used to tell their problem to Prabhupada, how to solve it, and Prabhupada will answer. I happened to be one of them to go through this letter out of 5,000, maybe at least 1/5. And maybe I find half of the letter is administration and this, that, management. Almost half, approximately, is householders' problem and how to solve. This is there in a book, taken and put in an index form, what sort of problem, and answered, Prabhupada, this is this. As long as one of the life partner is alive, do not get married. So what Prabhupada said to that person, oh, I see, now you enjoyed everything, who will take care of her the whole life and your children? I don't like. So who will take care of the responsibility? No answer. How you want to become renounced? Alright. Think of seriously. It means consciousness, not the danda and all these things, and take somebody's dandavat pranam, which you don't deserve, and take mahaprasad. First class Mahaprasad, the best thing. And always get the best thing, not only Mahaprasad. Big chair, big respect, distinguished. When he qualifies, for him it's okay. We're not just simply enjoying all these things. Future will be very bad. Oh, anyway, I'm renounced. I want to be renounced. All right. Serious? Yes. From now on, don't treat your wife as your who will give you sense pleasure. Alright? And also, don't try to enjoy your son. Okay? You are perfect sannyasi. And engage yourself, everything, in Krishna's service. Right. Okay? And become sannyasi. And grihastha, over there become it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's grihastha is ideal. Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He has got many sons. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. He prayed, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, my dear Lord, give me son, who will become a pure devotee. And Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur says, that I can have hundreds of, previously like some king, hundreds of sons. Provided I can make them Krishna conscious son. So Prabhupada, to teach us, he said, most of my Grihastha, you know, they may not started life as a Vaishnava, but from the beginning you will try, Kaumaro Acharyat Prago, one is intelligent, he do from the beginning of his life should start. Father should train up son. Yeah. Just Prabhupada's father, Prabhupada said, he is also my guru. My father is my first guru. What? My father brought a teacher, engaged a teacher, hired, so that who can teach me playing Mridanga. My father used to take me to the temple. The temple is still there. It is a place of pilgrimage for us. We go so many, I go in so many times. There's still deity there, Radha Madhav. Prabhupada used to go in his childhood pastime. This is their family temple. And father used to take him. Father used to encourage him to Vaishnava festival that everybody, Grihastha, should do. Then it's ideal Grihastha. You don't have to become a sannyasi. It's not necessary. But for getting all these facilities, you become sannyasi, you become Grihastha, you become whatever, brahmachari, or whatever may be, you have to pay high price. If you not qualify. Also history says like that. History repeats. So if you are now careful, that is why Prabhupada made, Gurukul, he said, put all your son, I was a Dallas Gurukul, Mayapur Gurukul, New Vrindavan Gurukul, Indian Vrindavan Gurukul, so many nice. Prabhupada set up example. He said, do as I did. He also expect us to do the same. Now if you cannot maintain the standard, Prabhupada said, at least maintain, if you cannot, expand. So Nal Damayanti, the ideal husband-wife, the wife was very chaste. The demigod tried to divert her mind. They want to marry her. So they pretended, they take the form of her husband, look like exactly like they can do with their mystic power. But still, she could choose exactly the person. Put the garland, he will be your husband. Okay. Exactly that man. She could. Every woman, man, intimately related, they can know them, each other. Yes, I think so. Quite natural. You know, they are private, intimacy. They know each other. So did like that. Another famous is, from the scripture, Prabhupada told this story, Savitri and Satyavan. The one girl fell in love with a boy is not unusual in the material world. A boy fell in love with a girl, girl fell in love with a boy, and they don't. She is stanch. I will marry this boy. Usually in India, the girls are saying, "Bah, daddy, this boy is very nice. I see." The daddy can understand. She is not directly telling, "I want this boy. I desire." The daddy inquire and see, put condition. This. I can give my girl to you. And he even educate him, give him all expenses to India. Still now, to get a good boy. To help him in education, this, that, and they marry. But they see the chart. According to the chart, suppose you are Devgan, like a demigod, and she is Say, shall we say Rakshasi? I am not saying you are Rakshasi. Rakshas gone. Or the vice versa. Then they will fight. Yes? Then the husband wife, there will be heavy fight. Day and night. I want to control, you want to control. Which is not unlikely to happen. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, don't mind. Though I am sitting as a way, showing I am not married, I am enjoying. No, truth must be told. In our case also, just I told about sannyasi. So this happened. So there is fighting. You see, both of them, just like a jigsaw puzzle, match together. Very good match. 85%, 95% purpose. Yeah, get married, you will find. They won't have. Of course, husband or wife will be there. Some difference opinion, maybe minor. They will take it seriously. The scripture says, when husband and wife fight, conflict, don't interfere, because they have got intimate relation, they can settle it in time. Later on, don't go and poke your nose in this matter. I have seen, I asked some guy of mine, don't get into it, just give some outline. In this case, scripture says this. More than that, don't go advice. He was giving advice too much. Then one day, same thing happened. Both of them, blaming him, for you, this thing happened. I said, and he's crying, how to solve? Come to me. I said, didn't I tell you? Don't do that. They can settle. When there is early in the morning, the thunder, boom, boom, bam, in the sky, don't give much importance. It may not rain. Understand? But sometimes the great Socrates used to don't take care that must stay in the house much. He used to go and preach to the young boys and girls that we are not this body, we are soul. Prabhupada liked Socrates very much. He said, among all Western philosophers, long back before Christ, maybe 400 BC or something, 430, Socrates was there. If I am, correct me, you know, the time is not exactly like that. Before, I think, Christ, he was there. He was a very good philosopher. He knew I am not this body and teach the younger generation, youth, his parents and common people get disgusted. Why he is giving all this knowledge we have never heard? Ask the administrative head, put him in prison. They put him. And they also killed him by giving poison. But he told simply smiling, first of all you have to catch me. They know he is crazy. We caught him already behind the bar. This guy, what is saying? This is material world. When you go for chanting, common people think, these guys are crazy. Go to war. Not doing war, simply Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Again, Hare Krishna. You don't have other song. What do you do whole day? My Prabhupada answered, what do you do? You don't do so much as we do. We get up 3 o'clock to work and sleep 10 o'clock or maybe later than that. You cannot work so hard like us. But you work for your sense gratification. We work for the satisfaction of the Lord and for the welfare of whole society, to deliver them, to have a happy life. But they cannot answer all these things. So, what I was telling, that Damayanti's case, she is a chaste lady, she found out. Put the garland, they found exactly her husband. Because she can understand. Slight, minute difference, she can detect. She's a chaste lady. Very powerful. If a woman becomes chaste, she doesn't have to so much do austerity to get power. This happens sometimes. I tell one nice story. The India. One guy, any of us, here every day they come to Mangalati, you will get power. Whether it's material or spiritual. So some India still now ladies there. I remember one place I used to go. Everybody said, don't go there. Why? There is one lady there, doing worship, this, that, Kali, this, that. She looks like another Kali. You know Kali Murti? With a chopper in her hand. Look black, red, her tongue. Somebody gets scared at night, see. And daytime we get scared. People come, passing them. She would look at her, at that one. Hey! Come here! And automatic guy there by her power or eyes, the way they can understand, get scared at once. She may do something to him. He cannot do anything. Even police get nervous. She has got power now. So anyway, the one guy doing something, one can get power. So he did something, strictly follow some rule regulation. Any of you can get power like that. But it is not our goal to get power. Our Krishna's power is behind us to protect. Usually get power, naturally he will become restless. How to use it? How to apply it? And do something wrong, result, backfire, come back to him. That's a black magic. Anyway, it is not black magic, no. Anyway, the one guy gets a power. One day, he saw, he's sitting on a tree, and a crow did something, poop. He said, what? Who is that? He said, the crow. At once crow disappeared. Why? Turn into ashes. Oh, I have got power. I got angry with the crow and looked at him, he's burned into ashes. I got so much power. Now, listen, I am sadhu. Go for begging. I see which guy don't give me alms. In Vrindavan, you can still go, any of you. Even her, they can go. Radhesham. Radhesham. She will come up. Oh, sadhu, sadhu. How can I serve you? some, okay, make some chapati, some buttermilk, some maybe pickle, whatever they have. They live humble. They eat all these things. Right. So he going out. Everywhere not same thing. Other place you can get much more nice thing. But this is Vrindavan. Still tradition is there in Vrindavan. So, Bhikshang Dehi, I want some alms. Near the door, this Indian tradition. Anywhere, from east to west, north to south. See a sadhu, usually they are either scared or respectful, you know. So, modern day, some may not, but still they know if he has got power. So, some lady came up. Sadhu Baba, listen, I am busy now a little, wait some time, don't get impatient. Sadhu has got power, so naturally he is restless, you know, slightly agitated, so he, somebody cars, you will find in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, with slightest agitation some guy uses this power, cars somebody. He become ghost, he become cock. So, next day you become elephant. It's possible. You become perfectly qualified. So anyway, so that guy, he got little disturbed. Again, next time she saying, you will take some time. Please wait, you have to be patient. I have to finish my... I'm serving my husband. So nowadays, I don't know. Prabhupada expect from the ladies to become so obedient. It doesn't seem like they have changed. Of course, husband also changed. He is not that sort of ideal husband now. So, you know, the case you have to adjust. So, she again told like that. These two stories I'll tell. He seems to be getting angry. Eyes are becoming red, reddish. Next time again she came to tell, take some time, please. He's raising his eyebrows. She could understand he's getting angry. She stuck. She became calm and told, Baba, you are getting angry. You think you can getting angry with some guy and some crow and say you turn him into ashes, you will do to me? It don't work. The sadhu got surprised. She must have got power. How dare she is talking? And she exactly what I did. She, how did she know? She has got power to know. She knew. At the same time, she is confident he cannot burn her to ashes. She has got some powers. Because after all, you are just spirit soul. This is just covering is man and woman. Today, who is woman, next time she may become man. And you are a man, next time she may become woman. Quite possible. That is what is happening in most cases. Again, another story. I was in Baijinath, in Himalaya. Now this time also coming from Himalaya. Okay. That time when Dharamsala, where human guru is almost as good as God respected and throughout the world well known. Dalai Lama, His Holiness, His Highness. We invited him. So Dalai Lama lives high, near almost China border, not very far. He ran away to India for protection, security and protection. So he's full of monks, Buddhist monks. Everywhere in the street I see. I go there sometimes, do some Rath Yatra. One Mataji, local, she likes us. So our boys go there, do Rath Yatra. I also. She's calling me for a long time. I can't make it. So anyway, so there she wanted to, Maharaj, if you like, we'll ask you, go somewhere, we'll do puja for you. Where? Ravan did meditation. That Shiva is still there. Really? Okay. One day. 2-3 times I went there. I went there. I was taking prasad. She called me. She said, Maharaj, in your name we are giving Lord Shiva some offering. Is that? So what happened? The Shiva, not very far from here in Himalaya, when Shiva was a Ravan, after meditation all these things got power, he was flying in a plane, just like Chitraketu. Chitraketu was flying in a plane, he can go anywhere. Ravan can also go anywhere, like spaceman or Narad Muni, go so many places. So he's going, suddenly saw, as usual, as a Hiranyakashipu. Asura means he is always after wealth, power, and enjoy sensual pleasure, opposite gender. Somebody's meditating. Who is that? Oh, exquisitely beautiful and very powerful. One lady is doing meditation. He advanced, came down with his plane. And she has closed eyes sitting. Still now is there in Himalaya. Many. I don't know how many, but no. When I went up Gangotri, one guy said, don't go beyond that. Why? There is one lady there, is very powerful. She's from young age he came, still she is there, and always serving the sadhu. If you go, she may serve you. But be careful, she is very powerful. I said, the Ravan. Ravan saw one of the, according to scripture, a lady's beauty, so many things, which will attract others. One is hair. She had got so much hair, long up to here. So, Ravan, looking at her, she's closed eyes, her face, and took the hair. Oh, I say, so nice. Suddenly Ravan, to his surprise, saw she opened her eyes. And Ravan could understand, because looking at the face or the eyes, tell face is the index of mind. In the face again, eyes. Yes? How he is looking at you. Ravan could understand. She is very powerful. So Ravan getting a little nervous. And the way she looked, Ravan could understand. She is going to tell something. I said, Ravan, he knows my name. You do this thing next time, little touch next time to any woman, your head will fall off. For ask help. Advance, Ravan. She's very powerful. Jump on his plane. No. Ravan couldn't understand how she has got this. She has got more powerful look like them. This famous story. Anyway, there are many like that there. This is just this. So, Pupa said like this. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said like that. So, I am telling, Pupa expected us like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You see how he treated Sanat. He said, even seeing opposite gender, even hearing voice, even udun, I get agitated. God is agitated? I don't think. But he's teaching us. If we are introspective, we should ask ourselves, let me see my position, my status. You can know. But now there is a controversy I am hearing. As the Pupa said, see your opposite gender as, if he's a man, see them as mother. And as a woman, if you want to remain pure, see him as your son or your father. So that you don't be lusty. Difficult. Yes, ladies and gentlemen? This is Vedic culture. You want to achieve perfection, do that. Of course, if not, then do what is practical. Make relation according to the Vedic system. Live. Follow. It's a little hard, I know, for some people. Why hard for some people? For us also, I must say. Tell the fact. But you have to pay the price. If you want to achieve success, you have to pay the price. Otherwise, you'll be happy with lollipop. You know lollipop? Something imitation. You're happy. Yeah, I am become this, I am become that. Simply sitting should not think, I am become Prahlad Maharaj. Hundreds of life you can spend, you cannot become easily Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad was thrown from hilltop to the sea, he is saved by Krishna. Have you become like this? He's selling boiling liquid. nothing happens to him, come out, nothing affected. And fire, not affected. Anybody have this? So we should not act as if, these things I don't mind. That is why in scripture it says that, Dambha darpa vivanascha. I am telling the truth and only truth. One devotee asked Prabhupada, I am reading this chapter of Bhagavad Gita 16, said, who is actually demon and who is demigod? Devotees are supposed to be demigod. And Krishna is enlightening Arjuna. Krishna, Arjuna, you have got all these good qualities which decorates a demigod. So you are already a devotee, have all these qualities. Simply by serving the Lord under the guidance of a pure devotee, he develops gradually. Just like Narad Muni, I think in this story I said, Narad Muni saved a hunter. He was enjoying by shooting arrow to rabbits, deer, others, hog, wild hog in the forest, and they're flapping in agony, and he used to enjoy. And later on, he is converted to a devotee, he and his wife, their face, horrible looking, fearsome, being changed into bright, beaming face, like devotees. The face is beaming. And what he did? When the guru came to check him, how he is making progress, this is guru's duty, to check the disciple, how he is making progress, coming. And he found to a surprise, to make it short, even he intentionally, knowingly, unknowingly, don't want to even hurt an ant or a smallest insect. Because he knows, the ant or a small insect, microbe, to an elephant, there is no difference, they are all the same. That is Vidyan Sopi, that is called Vidya Vinaya Sampanna. One who becomes really Brahmin, really great devotee, he becomes like the very all good qualities. He become very meek and humble. As Christ said, only one who is meek and humble enters into the kingdom of God. And it automatically becomes a devotee. He is going to distribute book, Prabhupada says, sometime, get out! Beg somewhere else. Sometime, he spit on his face. It's true, I'm telling. Sometimes devotee has to go to jail, torture, died. Long time jail. Don't give proper food. Sometimes cannot tolerate the smell, stink, vomit, get unconscious. Torture the devotees. Of course, he cannot escape punishment, those who are doing that to the devotee. But devotee doesn't mind for the sake of Krishna. This thing happened many times. Vasudeva Devaki were tortured by their in-laws. Devaki was tortured by his own brother. And her husband by brother-in-law. So many cases. By brother, Vibhishan was tortured, humiliated. By nephew, brother's son, Vidura was tortured. But Krishna liked them. For his sake, he did that. They did. So Krishna never forget. He knows how to treat them and how to treat those who tortured him. So devotees are awaiting a bright future, Vaikuntha. Others are awaiting a gloomy future leading towards hellish life. That is the reward Krishna gives to the devotee, and they are treat them like this. So you have to pay the price. That is what I mean to say in the story. So many stories are like that there. Already 5 after 9, 7 after. Can I invite some comment or question, ladies and gentlemen? So Prabhupada said, Vedic marriage means no breakup. Unless one of them married and one of them died. If wife died, husband can. Better ask Guru and then. How many leaders did that? There is nothing wrong. But other way not. And people don't respect her. This is what I understand from Prabhupada. And I have to tell what Prabhupada said. It applies to all of us, so we should be like that. Because this movement, this Bhakti Vinod Thakur's teaching and Prabhupada's teaching, supposed to go according to Acharya, coming 10,000 years. Whoever joins in this service of the Lord and preaching, definitely they are most fortunate. The most fortunate they are. But at the same time, there is a risk are there. If there is pitfalls are there. If somebody cannot maintain standard, they have to pay some price, which may be far from pleasant. And history repeats, we saw. Better learn from this. We are fortunate that way also. We can learn from this. If you are not known, then dig up. Find out. Oh, I see. Don't tell. He yourself benefited. Don't drum beat. Dum, 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 dum. This happened. Then you make any better. You dig up and find out. Oh, I see. Then become aware and careful. Then so that you don't have to face all this. This is, I think, good. Safe way. This is safe way. There is a saying. Shop. You go there, there is cultivation. Safe way. You're safe. Back to Godhead. Any question or comment? Mataji? Or Prabhus? I can't remember, otherwise I would have told some story. It's not coming in mind right now. I don't know why. Other they told. There is always a safe way. Let me tell some story. You are not asking question. So we know the king, Jagannath and Jagannath. They hear the Jagannath's instruction through Panda in a dream. Jagannath, usually officially by the king of Puri. So what happened is, king has got also life, royal. Understand? Royal life. He has got his son. So one day, son was dealing with one guy who sell horse and buy horse for the royal family. So gave him something, buy this. There's some disagreement with the guy whose name is Gopinath Patnaik, Uriya name. The Patnaik and the prince is talking. So you are supposed to bring these horses here, we have not come all this. I say, if you want good horse, it costs a lot of money. And he's talking. Once, so he dealt with that, bought some horse or whatever, maybe something happened. The point is, what he did is, he owes some money to the, either bring the horse, those best horses, or bring money. You have to pay money, what you spent so far. Then he is saying, right now I cannot get the money. So he has got his weak point, prince is saying. But when prince is demanding, he, little sarcastically, mocking at the prince, he is saying, prince has got a habit, whenever he talks, he bent his like that. So he said, those horses you want with this money, they are not like this. Prince got very angry. Rascal, he is mocking at me. The horse doesn't do this. I do this. The prince could understand. Rascal, directly not telling me. The horses are not, you want this first class horse. They are not like this. Horse, doing like that. He said, rascal. Yes, you are mocking at me. You give money, this money. Otherwise, we have to take action. He said, I cannot give money now. Then I have to take action. Hey, arrest him. Take him, put him in Changi. Changi means they are pierced, you know. There is a hole, like a well, and full of pierces going up. And somebody give the capital punishment, die in severe agony and pain. They will drop you there, and all pierced through your body. Naturally, horrible, very painful. In pain, you will die. Everybody came to know. But he happened to be some relation with lords, kings, some big position holding, maybe Ramananda Rai or somebody, cousin brother or something. But he is not going to approach the king. King loves him very much, for some reason he dare not. But everybody is going, all others going to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, please save his life. The prince is taking, giving him capital punishment. Why? There's something with the dealings of business, buying, selling. This is Vishwa's work. This is done by the materialistic people. I am a sannyasi. I am civilly, I am dead. You cannot bring this thing to me. Why you bring this? No, nobody can save his life. If you tell king or a prince, he has to listen. They respect you so much. I will leave this place if you ask me. I am a sannyasi. This is not my job. Doesn't matter. His life. He supposed naturally, king can expect money. If he did something, he has to pay money to the king. If he cannot bring that, it's not my business. Why you tell me? It is your fault. Anyway, I finish this is emergency. If they are taking my, they will put me there soon. Then they are all thinking what to do. Again, going to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Last, he said, look, go to the Lord and pray. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is the Lord. Go to the Lord. Where? Jagannath. If you don't go to the king, they dare not ask the king this. Because son is as good as king, son is dealing father's property, and you understand? So naturally they know the king may not approve, or cannot agree with them, what son says already. But he knows his brother, maybe. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't want to get into all these things. He says, this is your matter. Why you bring to me, I am a sannyasi, renounce? None other than you. We don't know who can save his life. He's now soon he will be, put to death. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, go to the Lord. Jagannath is there. He pray. Jagannath can do anything and everything. Impossible. He advised. They went, Jagannath, king. Suddenly one guy told the king. King said, I see. I didn't know. Nobody told me. My son, this happened with money matters of horse. I don't know all these dealings. And he asked him to put him on Changi. Yes, my dear Lord, they are taking away to put him soon. Tell my message to my son, prince, that I said, stop now. Don't put him to death now. And money matters, I will deal with him later on. For the time being, this is all. Dismiss this case. And this. Then, they, when he came out, he said, release him. He was released that Gopinath Pattanayak. Later on I will talk of this thing. King told, for the time being, tell the prince, release him. He should not be put there. The money matters and whatever happened in dealing with the, buying the horse, I will talk to later on. But not put him to death. And release him. So he was released. So they are all asking. So he was saved. Did this happen? What we are doing then when they are taking you to the Lord? I was meditating on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Chandra all the time. So this is we are learning. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Namo Mahabharana. He is Mahabharana. He said Jagannath. On his intelligence, he should know he is Jagannath. There is no difference. And he can respond, he can do anything. Savior is glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we can also learn from this. We should meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord. And you will be saved if he is pleased with you. Not officially. When you are in danger from the heart, you pray. Better do from the heart from the very beginning now. Yes? Yes, ladies and gentlemen. So now meditate on the Lord. Please save me. He will respond if you are sincere. Practice. I don't know. Any other story not coming in mind? Now coming to me. 18 after 9. I think you are ready for other seva. I saw one slipped out for other seva. Of course, it's also nice. But to you, this is nice. Maybe Harikatha is listening. That is better than. Listening Harikatha and listening. Other also seva, but it's little enjoyment there. But this enjoyment better, spiritual. That is also spiritual. I am not saying not taking prasad, mercy of the Lord. So, I have the story. But Prabhupada's story, all these things that I am telling, otherwise it may not be that much spiritual. Prabhupada used to tell about one guy that always serious talk, sometimes to make it a light atmosphere. Every king has got in his counselor some guys there. When they discuss all serious matter, sometimes king wants some solution he cannot find. Ask them. They are usually very witty and at the same time make everybody laugh like anything. So in Krishnanagar, there is a royal family. So he has got courtier. When he asks some problem, something like that, nobody can ask him. If he is witty, he can tell something. Or make everybody laugh from serious face to everybody has a little break, enjoy. Even King Akbar used to have. And there was a Hindu guy, he used to give advice or make everybody laugh telling some story. Like that. So once, there is a guy, one of his counselors who make everybody laugh and witty. His name is Gopal Bhar. Bhar means a comedian who makes everybody laugh. That's Charlie Chaplin. Sometimes, Prabhupada tell Charlie Chaplin, so he's world famous. Make everybody laugh like anything. I have seen him like childhood, a Laurel Hardy. One guy is fat like anything, one guy is very thin. These two make everybody laugh like do something. So and Gopal Bhar, one day very hungry, his wife didn't cook anything. He got it. He had a desire. If I have to eat, my wife hasn't cooked, eat something very nice. In India, among so many food, confectionery, Bengal confectionery, famous, all the sweet, Rasgulla, Gulab Jam, Rabdi, Sandesh. So he also offered. I was asking Prabhupada one day, Prabhupada, how about Rabdi? Rabdi? I said, it's very difficult to make. I was cooking sometime for the Diti also. Hey, Prabhupada, difficult to make. Why you think of Rabdi? This is the king of sweets. Give it to Krishna. So Gopal Bhar has a desire. Many of us sometimes go to Vrindavan and tell, Prabhu, let us go to Glory Bazaar. Why? What? Rabdi. Thick skin. Milk, you put it in one place and make a sheet of skin. Again, the milk boiled down to a sheet skin. And take the skin and put it one over the other, many, then become thick. You cut it to pieces like a diamond. And then put them each piece in a thick caramel-like creamy water, creamy milk, you know, liquid. Chop some pistachios and put some rose water. Before, offer to the Lord, then ready for service. One, two, you forget, you may eat up all others. Don't do that. So devotees sometimes go, let us go and have some lassi. And for this, many became bhakta, I heard. Many tell, how I become bhakta? By taking Krishna prasad. So this is nice. So that guy, Gopal Bhar, who has got a book there, so many stories like his, what he does. He is going, he says, my wife didn't cook something nice today. Sweet confectionery Bengali shop. And a guy, old man, he asks his grandson or his son, darling, can you look after the shop now? Anybody, customer comes, attend him. Huh? I am going for maybe taking bath for a short time. Back, it'll be soon. He's not very far there. And Gopal Bhar said that, oh, you are a sweet shop, let me see what you have got. Oh, many things. Then the boy is asking, what is your name? My name is Machi. That means fly. What is your name? My name is fly. That is in their language. Oh, your name is fly. Okay. I want some sweet. So again, what do you like? Rasgulla, gulab jam, sandesh, rabri, is it? Suddenly he says, so much eating. This guy pay all these things, so much eating sweet. He is going to fill up his belly all the Father, Dad, or Granddad, Papa, he is saying that. What? There is a customer here. Who is he? He is Machi. Oh, fly. It's okay. What are you doing? He is eating up all the sweet. Doesn't matter. Because, you know, fly means how much fly can he eat? Little. He says, my name is Fly. So he is eating and eating. Daddy, what? He is eating up most of the sweet. Ah, it's okay. It's all right. I'm coming. Don't worry. Fly, how much can he eat? His father is thinking. He's eating more and more. When he's full belly, he said, I'm going. Daddy, he's not giving money. He's going away. Giving money, yeah? He's not giving money. But fly. He's giving. No! He's coming. Who is that guy, fly? It's one guy, fat. Oh, rascal, Gopal Bhatt. What? Rascal, he's telling his name, Machi. I didn't understand. I thought, fly, how much he... Hearing everybody laughing like this guy is very witty. He doesn't tell his name. He says, I'm Fly. My name is Fly. Machi. So he's telling, when he's eating so much, says, he's eating up, I doubt it. Whether he can pay the price of something, eating so much sweet. And Dad, what? Machi is eating all the sweets. It doesn't matter. He says, okay, I'm coming later. And this way, come, I eat up so many sweets and come here. Came to know this guy must be that Gopal Bhatt, rascal, without paying money. Eat up. Hare Krishna. I think we finish it here. This is Prabhupada. Tell this. Sometimes many devotees couldn't understand what Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. If somebody laugh, naturally, doctor says very good for health. So, sometimes. Prabhupada used to tell about Charlie Chaplin and make people laugh like anything. And somebody would say, Prabhupada, he's nothing to do with Krishna. I see, I will tell conclusion will be something with Krishna consciousness. So I added little Krishna consciousness, Rabri of Laibasar. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.